Hello, everyone.
I am doing it now. Alright, so, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you may be listening to this. It's been a while since I've, done this. Welcome to the Random Podcasts. Today we'll be talking about iOS 13 / iPadOS 13. In my case, it's iPadOS 13. And when this came out, it's iPadOS 13.1 at first. So, yeah. Anyway.
Sit
back, grab a hot beverage, and enjoy the Random Podcasts. This is DJ Devonier, and welcome to the Random Podcast. We'll get into our topic at hand, but first, our song of the episode. Actually, it's two songs of the episode. And one song is reverse, one song is the normal way. You've heard this song before, but I'm going to feature it again, and I know it's going to be mono, so get used to it. But this is Saturday Night Southern Summertime Party, but I'm going to do two. First version is reversed. The second song is the normal way. A lot of you know that I love listening to radio stations, and I do like listening to Kiss FM Los Angeles for some strange reason now, and so the way this song was heard, this would be how it would be heard in Los Angeles, but like I said, I'm going to be doing it backwards. So here are two different versions done two different ways of Saturday Night Southern Summertime Party. Saturday night Southern summertime party. And as I said, the forward version was, as it probably would have been heard on Kiss FM if they were to play it. That's Kiss FM Los Angeles. And then I did the backwards one. Actually, my original thought was to do backwards then forward, but I did forward and backwards, so hopefully you guys like that. I am going to be playing Angel Eyes on here, but before I do, let's do what I said I was going to talk about. Let's talk about iOS/iPadOS 13, and there's some pretty good experiences that I've had with it. First of all, I love the new downloads feature in Safari. It's awesome, and I love that on the iPad for iPadOS that website. The desktop versions of the website are loading by default. So I like that. It feels awesome to me. I like that. That's amazing in what it does. And, you know, it's cool. It's cool. However, if you have an iPhone and you're on iOS, if you want the desktop website to load, you gotta set that up. If you want that to load by default, you gotta set that up. You gotta set that up in settings. If you want it to be that way, but you'll still be able to do downloads, because these past few updates, Apple has not been able to successfully do download manager, and but now they are, and I like that. I like that. That's beautiful. Very beautiful indeed. So, that's one concept of the new update that I'm liking. The second part is, now if you open your mail app and you have a whole lot of emails, you can now mass delete them. Apple's intention was probably not to do the mass delete in mail, but we can do that now. The way to do that is you go to the mailbox, you go to the mail app, you open the mail app, go to your mailbox that you want, go to your desired mailbox, double tap on, if you're a blind user, double tap on edit, and for your sighted users, I think you can just tap on edit and do tap select all, blind user double tap, and if you are using Gmail, you have to go into settings and go to accounts, or I'm sorry, what is it? Go to not your direct mail settings. You want to go to accounts and passwords, actually, to do this. After that, if you have Gmail, you tap Gmail, then you want to tap advanced. So once you're in advanced, you can, I think this is what you do, I'm not sure that I remember it myself, but here's what you do. So once you're in advanced, you have to say where you want to discard your messages. Do you want it to discard to deleted mailbox, which is trash technically, or do you want it to save by, or do you want it to move to your archive mailbox, which is all mail? It is in archive by default, so you want to switch that setting to deleted mailbox, which is again trash. So once you've done that, then you go, you tap your back button, tap done, and it should be saved. So the next time you go into your mail app and you want to go and delete your mailbox, not your mailbox, if you want to go and delete your mail, your emails, then everything should be there. So at this point, you should tap trash. Then you'll see the pop-up alert, and then tap trash all. So after all that is done, to make sure that it's really done, go to your trash mailbox, tap delete, then you'll see an alert mailbox up there, and tap delete all. So that's how you do that. So yes, you can mass delete emails now. I did this, and it completely cleared out my iCloud, because I had a lot of email in my iCloud that was just taking up a bunch of storage that shouldn't be there. I went into the inbox, deleted all that, went into the send mailbox, deleted all that. So, excuse me. That's how you do that. Now, the other key feature is also you can do stuff in split view, but the apps that work with that are Notes, Safari, and Files. That's a neat concept. I have not had any experience with that yet. But if you liked what I had to share on iOS 13, give me an iPadOS, of course. Send me a voice message, and I'm sure I will get to it when you can, if you're on Anchor. If not, send me a message on Twitter, DM me. I am at DJDevonair216. Or you can email me, dj.benz_304@icloud.com or darnell937@gmail.com. Alright, as promised, here's your next song, and it's probably going to end this podcast. Here's Angel Eyes. Actually, I forgot. I did not convert Angel Eyes to MP3. I did, but it's on my flash drive, but I have to reconvert it to put into files here, and I do not have that. So instead, here's my 13-minute praise to end the podcast instead. Have a great day, everyone. This is called Sing a Song for the Lord, and in parentheses, a song of praise. Have a good day, everyone.